Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
This is a public service announcement. This is only a test. Emergency evacuation protest. May impair your ability to operate machinery.
I'm doing something sorta, kinda illegal right now.
What?
I'm wearing JC's headphones. Which, well, they're over the ear.
Yeah, it's not inner.
Yeah.
So it's not super gross. Why are you doing this? Because your other one sheds?
Yeah, because my other one sheds, and I walk around with black stuff on my face all the time, and I have random people like brushing it off. They're like, I'm sorry, you have something black on your face. It's my crappy headphones.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well,
but his are
ones.
A lot more comfortable. Well, one time I accidentally switched ours, but then I switched them back. So maybe instead of getting new ones, I just give him the crappy ones, and then he can have black stuff on his face all day. This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's the cheese to my macaroni, the lunge in my step, the lobster to my roll, and the best to my work friend.
Oh, I love that.
I said work friend. You should have said.
Oh. Work friend.
Well, you've done it
to me. Oh, work friend. Okay. Never mind. Now I get it. I thought that was really, really sweet.
It
You're
was.
Calling me your work friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I got it.
It was just a joke, though. So funny.
And with me today, she's a lot of laughs already. When she's not raiding her daughter's closet for clothes, she's saying words weirdly, which is a weird way to say she pronounces things incorrectly. She's got them sexy shoulders on display, pouty mouth ready to deliver some goodies. And if this sounds like foreplay, you should have heard our discussion on sharp cheddar cheese earlier. This beautiful girl that says all the wrong words has a name, and she is...
Amy Nichols. Yeah, I was getting hounded yesterday, and well, today too. We're saying the wrong thing, and I know we've talked about this before. I cannot talk. I'm just not good at it.
Well, same.
But today I was saying, let me know if the masses agree or disagree. I say mascara because I'm not Texan and I don't have to pronounce every single thing.
No, but you sound like you're saying like you're saying it the same way you would say Moscato, mascara.
But I don't say mascara because mass is just like way too much. I'm like downplaying it. It's like it's like low key mascara.
You're saying it weird every single time. But first off, what is your problem with Texans or Southerns?
Well,
it's mascara.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just I don't talk like that. I don't talk like that.
I don't talk like that either, usually. I mean, it comes out from time to time, but for the most part, I'm not talking like I'm just all Southern all the time. I hung out with a bunch of Yankees. Now, that does make me sound Southern, but I hung out with a bunch of Yankees, and they even told me that I didn't have an accent.
Well, that's good.
I know. And I'm like, what about Jeremy? Because Jeremy goes between the two. He has
he
his
really?
Yankee. Yeah. And then he can be a down-home Southern boy sometimes. It just depends on what kind of people he's around. But whenever he's with his firefighters and, you know, them people up high, I'm really good with words too. But whenever he's with important people, I guess, and a lot of them are down-home country boys, then he starts talking like that.
I just don't know if you have to say the A so strongly in that word.
It's not mascara, but it's not mascara.
Okay, so I say it wrong.
In my opinion.
Well, I say a lot of things wrong. I've said before, mirror instead of mirror.
I just want to hear Anna's take on this. She's going to say something stupid about Ariana Grande's new song that we completely don't care about, but I'm going to let her come in here and say something about that stupid song just because I want her opinion on something. Anna, what would you like to say?
I just heard you say it's stupid, and first of all, it's not. Okay, thank you. Next is the greatest song to bless us this year. Thank you. Next.
Do you want to know what I think the greatest song to bless us this year is?
Thank you. Next.
Oh no, is this the creepy clown one? She's gonna make us listen to it again. What is this?
I just still have it loaded from last week. This is a song about it. Wait for it. It's getting there.
It's not the greatest.
Allow me to introduce myself. They call me the Dancing Clown.
This is not what I called you in here for. This is bonus.
Georgie, did you hear my circus was in town? It seems I have your boat here. The storm blew her off track.
Okay, that's not what I called you in here for, but...
Feel free to check out On Cloud Wine. We have an episode up now called Thank You, Next, and it's absolutely wonderful. Also, check out Channel Surfing. My name's Anna. You can find me on social media. I'm just using you as a plug.
Obviously.
I'm taking all of your listeners at Anna Sophia, CannaSofiac. Thank you. Next.
Okay. So what I wanted to hear from you, I knew you were going to go through that whole spiel. The plugs were a nice bonus. But
well, you have a nice platform.
So. I think, Amy, what runs on your face sometimes?
When I don't have any makeup cleaner, the mascara starts to like flake and I get little black speckles everywhere. Mm-hmm. And Lacey
The mascara flakes on her face.
And Lacey thinks it's mascara.
No, I just say mascara. I guess I do say
mascara. I think we can both be right. Are you asking me how I say it?
Yes.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
Yep.
Okay, let me just put on some mascara.
Mascara.
Oh, I heard mess. Mascara.
Oh.
Mascara.
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 She sounds like she's saying Moscato to me. She's
say
saying mascara.
Mascara. And how do you say it?
Mascara. Now I'm pronouncing it wrong.
Mascara.
I say mascara.
Mascara.
I think it's all pretty similar.
I hear Laurel.
Yanny, is that you?
Okay. I was just curious because every time she says that, that reminds me of like whenever Kelly says mimosas. And it's like, why is nobody saying that it's mimosa? She's saying mimosa.
Not in the same category.
Mimosa. I think it is.
Aww.
Yeah, she does pronounce it like that, mimosa.
So who's mascara. Right or wrong? Choose a side.
Mascara.
My kids say, well, it was first my brother, who is not cool. He says may instead of meme. He talks
what?
About may.
Oh, that's weird. That's weird.
Has nobody corrected him?
Well, now my kids say
meme.
We're making fun of it.
Okay.
Yeah, may.
My friend said zip for the longest time. If she was going to take a sip of something,
zip.
She said, give me a zip of tea. And her mom never corrected her because she thought she was cute. And then she like grew up and went to elementary school and somebody found out, like she found out that way because somebody made fun of her at school. Like, why are you saying it that way? And she was so mad at her mom. Why didn't you ever correct me?
Isn't there something that you say that
all the time
is different?
I noticed yesterday. Okay, we're going to talk about warning labels. If we had to put warning labels on ourselves, what would it be? And one thing that I had written down for myself was warning, never bothers to use words correctly. Because I'm telling y'all yesterday that Jeremy wanted to do something up in our attic. And then as soon as I said it, I realized that I'm saying addict like Demi Lovato, not addict like upstairs.
Oh.
But I say it every single time and I can't help it. And nobody called me out on it yesterday.
Wow.
Hmm. I mean, I don't know if I would have picked up on it unless you said, I say this weird.
Yeah. Also say,
I don't think we have to crucify everyone just because I say something a little
different.
Don't
have to crucify, but I mean, sure, it should be pointed out that, wow, you're saying that really weird because I pick up on it every single time. Anna, quickly.
Yeah.
Oh, she's texting.
Well,
she's
no, because there's a type of cheese that I can't pronounce and I'm looking it up. Just
it starts
to,
with an M, right?
Because I also want to be a part of the conversation.
Mascarpone.
No, I think it starts with a B.
Oh, never mind.
Brie. Blue. Baby Bell. I know my cheeses, girl.
So good.
No, where is it? Oh, okay, here it is. I was wrong. It starts with a P. Mm-hmm. I think it's cheese.
Parmesan. prosciutto.
Prosciutto.
Well, prosciutto.
It's a meat.
Is meat.
Oh, I thought it was a type of cheese.
But it's usually on like a meat cheese board.
And then there's a wine that's Prosecco. I was trying to see. Prosecco.
Oh, well, I only know it because there was this one time that I was at this place called Pie Tap and it's on their menu because it's type of pizza. So I looked at the Pie Tap menu. yeah, it's this one. Prosciutto. Prosciutto.
Yeah, prosciutto.
Prosciutto?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a meat. I will never remember that. See, I tried to order this pizza and I was like, can I get the prosciutto? And they were like, pepperoni? And I was like, yes.
If I'm at restaurants and I can't pronounce it, which is a lot, then I always just point because I'm going to sound stupid.
Like,
yeah,
I'll take this one. But sorry, that was in the past conversation. What were you asking me before I rudely checked my phone?
It's okay. I was going to say If you had a warning label for yourself, what would it be?
Oh.
I know you're not prepared for this. I was just wondering if you could come up with something. What were you about to say?
I always trail off. That's what I was going to say. I always trail off if I don't know like how to end the word. Mm-hmm. Just get a little quieter if you don't know.
I would like the prosciutto pizza, please.
Prosciutto. I don't know what mine would be.
Warning, can be petty AF.
Yeah, that's true. That's real true. Retweet. warning. Is not good at improv, clearly. On the spot.
It's okay. We're prepared.
But you should still support my stand-up comedy career.
Woo-woo! Thank you so much for coming in, Anna. Final time. How do you say it?
Prosciutto.
No.
Close. Thank you, next.
Mascara.
Mascara.
Yes! Oh! I keep thinking she's saying it like me. Okay.
Roll the tapes!
Thank you for coming in.
Bye, love you. Find me on social media. Uncod Wine, new episode. Thank you, next.
So, I'm sorry that I called you out for it. It's just okay. Every time you say it, I hear it, and then I'm like, but she's saying it wrong.
I don't think I'm hearing it the way you're hearing it, is the problem. And yesterday in the car, I was saying... Morgan said she wanted to be an interior designer. I was like, oh, I'll be your architect. And then I kept on saying architect. And I said it so many times.
Spit out my coffee.
I said it so many times. I was like, oh my God, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. It's obviously architect, right?
Architect.
Am I saying it wrong again?
Architect.
Anyways, I was saying architect. And they, oh my gosh, they almost pee their pants because they thought it was so funny that I couldn't say that word.
Was that the only word that you were called out for?
Specifically in that car that time, but yeah, I say mirror wrong. I say I don't know. I say 100 things wrong.
Yeah, mine's always the ales. Male can be a guy, can be the male outside. heels, they all run together. I don't know. I can't pronounce that. But like I said, one of the things that we did want to talk about is if you had a warning label for yourself, what would your warning label say? And unlike Anna, because she had no idea, so I'm not calling her out, but unlike Anna, we were somewhat prepared for this. I'm not going to lie, Amy. I've been so scatterbrained and...
You got a lot on your plate.
Busy, and it's not even necessarily busy as much as it is like busy feeling. Like I just haven't had time to get everything done. So I may or may not be prepared for this. I might have jotted down a few things in my car this morning as I'm driving because I'm super responsible.
Sounds great to me.
warning, watch out when she's behind the wheel.
Oh.
That was an improv one.
It's good. One of mine is, may lose volume control when passionate. I get really loud and I don't know that I'm doing it. Sorry.
That is such a sweet way to say it too. Like that it could be a very deceiving warning because it's like, oh, I might get a little bit loud. No, she will go volatile on you. I wrote, warning, we'll do anything for others unless there's something better going on.
I love that. Warning, brutally honest or unintentionally funny. People think I'm joking. No, I'm not joking. I'm just telling you the truth.
I hate that. I went out to dinner with friends last night and I was talking about how I might can lie sometimes, which I'm a horrible liar, but I said my face just gives it away. And Jeremy was like, yeah, that whole uninterested look whenever I was talking to you earlier. But... I'm trying to get ready and I'll leave the room and then he's talking to me from the other room and we have music playing and it's like, what?
Oh, and why am I the one that's supposed to leave my space and come to you when you're talking? No, you come to me.
And what he was trying to tell me, he had a podcast idea.
Oh, great. I can't wait. Is this next week? What are we doing?
I love him. And He's ADD, so he's doing stuff, and he doesn't realize that he's holding me back from doing stuff because he's trying to talk to me from other rooms. And so he was like, well, babe, I was just going to give you my podcast idea. I was like, what's your podcast idea? Mansplaining, because I've been on his butt about mansplaining. He mansplains the crap out of me, and he thinks that is the funniest word ever. So he was like, mansplaining, like, you can record me mansplaining you, and Amy can record Josh mansplaining her.
I told a Robert his idea. I went all Robert on it, white cheddar. And I'm like, that's a really good idea, babe. Remember, anytime I ever try to record you ever and you don't like it and you shut down, that's not going to work.
Oh, so true.
We can do a podcast making fun of you for mansplaining. But no, Amy and I are not going to get, because even if they were to do it like in the moment and we bust out our phone, they, mm-hmm. both of them would stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to exist.
Warning, may lose track of a conversation, may veer away from topics at times. Warning, too much alcohol, not enough sleep.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
And I feel bad because I thought, like, coming off of the vacation in Florida where I did nothing but drink. I hope I don't sound like a loser. Whatever.
No.
I wasn't going to drink. I was going to take a little break whenever I came back. Then I had a reunion party over the weekend. Then Jeremy just brought home good stuff. Then we went out to dinner last night. So I'm not like drinking too much. I mean, I wasn't hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
But I'm still like drinking. And I was like, crap, I was supposed to like not drink. This is going to be my break.
I think it's fine. It's for occasions. Occasionally for every occasion.
Occasionally for every occasion. I like that.
Okay, here's one of mine. Do not touch my face. Serious injury or death can occur. I hate it when people touch my face. I don't know
like
why.
Like present company included?
Yes.
You hate it when I touch your face?
Oh, you know this.
And you want to like kill me?
No, not. I mean, I was over-exaggerating.
I didn't realize like you hate it.
I really don't like people touching my face. I don't know. I just like, ugh, I start to cringe. Like my shoulders start to tense up. I'm like, oh my God, you're touching my face. I don't know why. I don't know when this happened either.
But you're saying touching, but what about caressing? Because that's very different than what I do to you.
So if it's the back of your hand and you're caressing, I think that's more acceptable than your oily fingertips with leftover food residue is touching my skin.
Okay. I can get that.
Yeah.
I don't really touch your face, do I?
Not all the time. I mean, it's more joking than anything. You okay. just want to get a reaction out of me.
I thought you pulled away from me because I'm caressing you, not because you didn't like your, I don't know that I knew that you didn't like your face being touched.
Yes. I thought we talked about this before.
I don't know.
I think we have. Oh my gosh. Are you losing your memory too?
Probably. Also, like I had to train myself differently once I found out what really bothers people because I am super touchy feely and other people are not. So Nick doesn't like to be touched, so I don't touch Nick, ever, ever. I don't give him a hug. I don't need anything. Like, we keep our distance. I didn't realize Anna doesn't like to be touched. Mm-mm. And I walked up to her, and I was, like, shaking my hips on her one day. And she, like, gave me just the most disgusting look, like, why are you talking?
She told you to stop.
That's what it was. Yeah. She told me to stop. And it hurt my feelings so much because I was like, oh, my God, I think Anna just scolded me. I can't believe this. So I don't touch Anna. Sometimes I get excited and I touch her, but it's on accident. Alicia, I have turned her, though. Alicia was formerly not a toucher, and now I get
she
to touch
can't
her.
Stop.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say she can't stop touching you.
We touch each other. It's all in a loving way. But, I mean, I did have to train myself differently because I don't want to make anybody that kind of, I'll make you uncomfortable enough talking. I don't want to make you uncomfortable with my body.
It's not actual rage. I was just enhancing this for the bit.
So can I touch your face right now?
With the back of your hand.
I get it, because people's hands are gross.
Yeah, they're always like touching all the doorknobs and stuff.
I hate it. I've said this before, but I hate it whenever people come and smell my food and they stick their face in my food. What are you eating? You couldn't just see it. You had to stick your face
or
over
wait
there.
For the answer.
Yeah.
You know? That's always a good option.
This kind of goes along with what we were saying. Warning tends to say violent and offensive things.
It's not that bad. I mean, and you don't mean it. I know you don't mean it.
Whenever I was on the trip with my friends, there was just a couple of us left. So I'm out with two guys and Jeremy. And we had these big drinks, huge drinks that they have on Ocean Drive in Miami. And they're big. And as soon as I got there, I was like, I want one of those drinks. So we had to walk and go find these drinks. So anyway, so it's just the four of us sitting outside on a patio drinking these big old drinks. So the reason the big drinks are important is because we're getting comfortable, you know? And we started saying jokes to each other. Well, I said, These are showstoppers, but I love you guys, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do it.
Ooh.
I dropped my two most offensive jokes ever.
I know one of them.
You know both of them.
Okay.
Amy, they knew the punchline to both of them.
Wow. Are they your soulmate?
I'm so impressed. I'm like, well, obviously you can't get offended if you already know the punchlines. Both of them.
Wow. I really think that y'all need to strengthen this relationship. Do you need to move? I think closer to him, I think.
It was so great. And then hanging out with Jeremy's friends here lately has been awesome because they will say random things like, one of the guys was talking about how his ex-wife would just leave stuff everywhere and he's a clean guy and she's not. And they would always butt heads about it. And what does you being busy have to do with having a dirty house or something? I don't know. But the whole time I'm just staring down Jeremy the whole time he's talking. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we just became best friends.
Wow.
And then something similar happened last night and I can't remember what it was, but something happened last night and me and his friend are eye to eye on something while Jeremy's just sitting there. And I'm like, are you hearing this? I'm not the only one. You act like I'm crazy and I'm not crazy. And more people, more of your friends back me than you, unintentionally, but still in your face.
Well, I've been enjoying work a lot more lately because me and Robert are seeing eye to eye on everything.
I don't know what's going on with you two. Y'all have the exact same opinion on everything.
Everything.
Robert will say something and I think he's completely out of line. And you're like, oh, I get it.
And I'm not kissing butt either just because he's the boss. I really agree with him. This one is obvious. I think everyone has this problem, but warning, crabby when hungry. Oh my gosh. And I blame it on the low blood sugar. Mm-hmm. I really do. I've got to eat on mm-hmm. a regular basis. And I mean, that's for everybody.
It, I got into a sort of yelling match the other day with Jeremy over, it bothers me the fact that it is always up to me for dinner or where to eat mm-hmm. or what to eat. Like, even if I have to choose, well, where do you want to go eat? Well, I'll give out like 2-3 options. Well, which one of those? Do you not have any input at all? It's just completely up to me. Because if it's up to me, then I'll do this. Because 2 of the options that I put out there are your favorite places. You know, I'm going to choose something else. So that's why. So the other night he asked me, he said, hey, I'll cook dinner tonight. Do you want me to cook chili or tacos or fajitas? And I said, well, chef's choice. That's completely up to you. Well, which one do you want? Babe, the reason that it's completely up to you is because one of them is hard and 2 of them is really easy. So that's why it's completely up to you how much effort you want to put into tonight.
Yeah.
But it's just always with him. And I don't know why we have to fight over food, but we do. And it makes me so angry. So,
and on top of that, you're hungry.
Yeah. So after he asked me again, I called him up yelling on the phone and I was like, are you messing with me? Are you trying to make me angry? Like, figure it out. This is why it's your choice. What do you want to buy? What do you want to do? If I'm gonna do something easy, I'm gonna do tacos. I get way too angry about food. Also, I'm not eating today.
Oh,
squeezed.
Wow.
It's fine. It's just one day. And I feel good.
I had a lot of
dinner last night.
How dare you tell me how to eat? I need to eat, like, all day. Eat. You're not eating?
You said you were hungry. I offered you a juice. But, yes, I don't want you to get hangry on me. Warning, quotes Taylor Swift lyrics in regular conversation.
I'm guilty of this whenever I do know what the lyrics are.
We do know what the lyrics are, though. I was just so proud of myself. I busted out. I told Jeremy, it's going to be Gatsby for a whole year. And he's like, I don't even know what you're talking about. And I was quoting my Taylor Swift.
I understand you.
I thought it was so great. And then I tried to play Taylor Swift for some of the girls we were with, and none of them listened to Taylor Swift. And then I tried to request some Taylor Swift while we were out. None of those folks knew Taylor Swift. And then I was the only homer.
I'm sorry. That's painful. That's real painful.
Yeah.
You think you're okay?
Yeah. Anything that Taylor Swift does is a lot better than Ariana Grande's. Thank you, next. Anything.
Okay, this one I found, but I tweaked it to apply more to me, but I just think it's absolutely perfect. Happily married with 2 teens might cause weight gain, bladder weakness, loss of memory, alcoholism and insanity. I mean, all of that is me. All of it.
Second time you almost made me spit my coffee out. Second time. That's really good.
It is.
That's
it is.
Really good.
I didn't come up with that one all on my own.
Who helped you with that one?
I just found something.
Like warning labels?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Side effects.
Well, I have a bunch of funny ones that I found that don't necessarily apply to me. I didn't know if you had any more.
Let me do a couple more because mine are not great. Also, if you can't tell, I've been interjecting in between yours because you have some great ones and I really don't. And I also didn't prepare. So,
well, you have funny stories. I don't have any anecdotes.
I said, warning. May think she's much funnier than other people do, a.k.a. Vanessa, who said she wouldn't describe me as funny. Warning, sense of humor is as dark as her art.
Ooh, that's an excellent one.
And warning, whore. I'm not saying whore. Hold
okay,
on.
Good.
I just can't. My mouth isn't working. Warning, horrible dancer / booty flasher.
Oh, those are great. They're not bad at all. I love them.
Let me hear yours.
The funny ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These are actual labels found on things. This zipper may harm your penis. Zip with caution.
Wow.
But how stupid are people? And are they really going to read that label? I don't think so. Here's another one. Wash inside out, remove child before washing. What? Of course. No drowning people. This one's for Ben Gay, and this is directed to two groups of people. The old people, do not get this mixed up with your denture cream. You will definitely regret it. And then same, Ben Gay, young people, do not apply liberally to your friends. Can I say ball sack?
I'll allow it.
After he passed out at a party, it will hurt like a bee.
That was
it's on the Ben Gay box.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes, because that would give me ideas, because I wouldn't think to do that.
Two more. This one's my favorite because I have seen this. It is ridiculous. These tights are not pants. And I'm not talking about leggings. I'm talking about actual tights. I went to go pick up my kids from school, and it was when they were little in elementary school, so you get out of the car and you like walk up to the door. Their kindergarten teacher, you know, holds their hands and you can't break the chain or whatever. There is a mom there who had the control top pantyhose on that you could see through and see her flower printed panties.
Oh my goodness.
Crazy. I cannot believe she left the house looking like that. She thought they were pants or leggings or something.
I have made that mistake, but not left the house. Like, I bought some that I thought were leggings and they were tights, and I was wearing it and I was like, no way, because I don't like wearing anything that tight anyway. So I'm thinking these are tights, and I'm thinking, whoa, these tights are way too tight. But then I was like, no, I'm pretty sure I can see too much. And then sure enough, I checked the label and they were tights, not leggings.
Yeah. Oh, please look at the label. And this one is the most ignored warning. I don't know if you want to guess. I don't think you would guess. You might.
Ignored warning. Can you give me a hint? Like, what is it on an appliance?
You use this daily, I'm pretty sure. And you're always trying to get someone to use this in a different way. I don't know if that's a good enough hint.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I pick my nose with it. What is it called? Q-tip. Q-tip.
Yeah. Q-tips. Okay. Okay. So it's do not insert swab into ear canal, which I know because my husband Josh has had several ear surgeries and his doctor told him not to go into the ear canal. It's supposed to be just around the outer part of the, I don't know, lobe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To clean that part. So that's the warning label. Don't put in your ear, and everyone puts it in their ear.
Yeah, I do. I want to do the wax where you light the candle and it's supposed to bring wax out. Either that or professionally get my ears cleaned.
Yeah.
Because I can feel like fluid and build up and stuff back there. I don't think my ears are dirty, but I think it's just stuff that I can't get to.
I love a good ear wash. I go to the doctor and it's been a long time, but they do really warm water and they flush it gently to get all that junk out. Oh, it's such a good feeling.
And you just go to a regular doc? I guess you would go to ENT.
Well, it was my general physician. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. You'd have to ask.
Also, PSA, if you're not on this train, you need to get on this train ASAP. You pick your nose with some Q-tips and you will get stuff out that you have no idea was even there.
But be careful.
I mean, yeah. Just gently around your nostril. Don't like shove it up in there. But yeah, I even have some in my car so I can pick my nose on the go. Yeah. I ran into Jeremy and his coworkers out on the street one day, and Jeremy pulled up beside me and was like, "Hey, what are you doing here?" Da, 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 da. And then I ended up following them and meeting them for lunch. And after I stopped, I was like, "Hey, babe, did y'all see me picking my nose with a Q-tip?" And he's like, "No, were you doing that while you were driving?" Yeah, I had some. I had to get them. It will clean your nose out. I'm telling you. Do you do it?
I have done it. I don't do it on a regular basis. If I feel like it's just like not clean enough up there, I will. But I like to get it wet when I do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I like to do it like whenever I get out of the shower.
Yeah,
I want me to be wet.
Yeah.
But I can raw dog it, man. It's still effective. It doesn't have to be wet. I do have one more warning.
Okay.
Because it has to do with something.
Okay.
Warning. Mildly obsessed with clowns.
Oh, God. I know that.
So, I didn't say funny. I just said it was relatable because there is a new movie coming out.
Is it a horror?
Horror? It's a Clownado movie. All I know is it has to do with clowns and tornadoes, but like Sharknado, I've never seen that before. Have you?
No, I just put it on my queue just past weekend because me and Josh are going to watch all of them.
Oh, cool. Let me know what you think of them.
Yeah.
So Sharknado is a parody. Mm-hmm. This looks like a horror movie. It has clowns eating. And I showed Alicia the trailer earlier and she was just like, "Oh my God, you're so stupid." But I thought it looked really, really cool. Clownado.
You'd like clown anything.
Yeah, kind of.
I don't think that's a mild obsession. I think that's like, that's like a super obsession.
I'm a full on freak. Okay. Something else that we wanted to talk about. Is it too early for Christmas? We just got finished with Halloween. We still have our Halloween episode posted. We were promoting that earlier this week. But how early is too early for Christmas?
It used to be that after Thanksgiving was an appropriate time, or December 1st,
mm-hmm.
was an appropriate time to put Christmas stuff up. But it's like the day after Halloween people are doing it now.
And I used to be hardcore about it, too. I like to have Thanksgiving, and I would not put up my Christmas decorations until after Thanksgiving, usually the day after. And then once my Christmas decorations go up, I don't really care whenever I take them down. I'll take them down sometime in January. I mean, I don't still have my Christmas tree hanging out in February, but then I can leisurely take it down because I love Christmas and I love Christmas decorations. But I have flipped now. I sadly put up my Halloween decorations this weekend. Mm. All except for my front door. My front door is still completely Halloween. I've got the Day of the Dead wreath up and I have a little devil dog outside. But I put the rest of it up. I did not have time to pull out my Christmas decorations, but I did put up my mom's Christmas tree.
You did?
Yeah. And I helped her and Heaven and my dad put up their first Christmas tree. They have only been in their home for... they were there last year, but they didn't have a big Christmas tree. And my mom's really thrifty. So she's like, "I ain't paying full price for a Christmas tree. I'm going to go get one the day after Christmas."
She's my kind of girl.
Yeah. So it was their first time to put up the Christmas tree. So I helped them put up the Christmas tree. I had some angel wings that I had bought for a devil and angels party that I ended up not going to in Key West. So I gave those to Heaven. So Heaven is wearing red angel wings while she's helping me decorate the tree. And we're listening to Christmas music. And it was just so much fun. And my mom used to be a purist too. My mom would not do anything until after Thanksgiving. But I'm done. I don't do Thanksgiving. I ignore it.
I don't know. I don't think I'm with you on this. Just because I enjoy family time around both Thanksgiving and Christmas. I don't necessarily have to have the Christmas decorations up. And I decorate my house more of a modern, clean feel. Some might describe it as empty and cold.
I was going to say bare.
But when I do have a few decorations that I put up for Christmas, usually after December starts. But, it just crowds everything. I have to see out my window. I just
can't have it up for too long. So I like to put it off as long as I can, just because, I mean, I enjoy decorating the tree because our ornaments, I think I've mentioned it before, is from every trip that we go on, we buy an ornament. So it's like a memory thing whenever we're setting up for the holiday. But I enjoy it. I just don't want to have it up for too long.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with not decorating or not having a lot of decorations. That's to each person's personal, what is the word I'm looking for?
Preference.
Thank you. Taste. Jeremy told me one time, okay, I used to not like Christmas because my birthday's in January. Ever since I was like 13, my brother and I had birthday and Christmas together. And then once I got older, I was single and I didn't care about Christmas. My family didn't do anything. I didn't decorate. It wasn't a big deal. I did not like Christmas until I got with Jeremy. And once I got with Jeremy, he would start watching Christmas movies in July. And as soon as I told him I wasn't a Christmas person, he ran out and bought a Christmas tree and we decorated our first Christmas tree together. And, I absolutely love it now. Well, once we were in our house, he said, you know, we have a fireplace. He goes, you know, I think I'd really like some garland up on the fireplace. And I said, done. And I got my girlfriend to go with me and we went to Michael's and we bought out a Christmas section, not literally, but it felt like it. So he comes home and I have poinsettias and I have like, pine cone wreath. And, that's wreathed around this flowered wreath and it has green and all this different kind of stuff. And I have two vases and they have all the Christmas flowers coming out and it's just so beautiful. And Jeremy comes home and he goes, it looks like it threw up Christmas in here. Like I said, I wanted a wreath. And I was like, babe, those are wreaths. But he was thinking like the green wreaths. No. I didn't do that. I went fancy AF on it.
So you came on a little too strong.
Oh, yeah. I'm Martha Stewart the crap out of our house. So I can't wait to put my decorations up. Now he's used to it. Now it's fine. And I mean, his mom does the same thing. Mm-hmm. His mom collects Santa Claus. And I mean, her decorations are just so beautiful. So I'm ready to get started. If I have the chance this weekend, I'm going to go ahead and decorate for Christmas.
I think you should. And anyone else, if it makes you happy, you should do it as long as your family doesn't complain the whole time.
Speaking about being happy, according to this psychoanalyst. What did I say wrong? People who decorate for Christmas early are happier than people who wait for a more reasonable time to put them up. Thanksgiving.
Mm-mm, they're liars.
Quote, in a world full of stress and anxiety, people like to associate with things that make them happy. And Christmas decorations evoke those strong feelings of childhood.
I like a clean house that's tidy and that makes me happy. So Christmas decorations, no.
But on the flip side of things, playing Christmas music early is bad for your mental health.
I believe it.
This article says, every time you play Jingle Bell Rock before December 1st, an innocent elf drops dead in the North Pole. Still, there seems to be a massive, unruly, crude, elf-hating section of the population jonesing to blast Christmas tunes before Halloween. Is it a protest against the lack of Thanksgiving singles in the world at large? Shall we blame Tim Burton for confusing the two holidays and the Nightmare Before Christmas? According to a clinical psychologist, Linda Blair, dispensing holiday cheer too early in the year seems likely to trigger anxiety. Holiday music might make us feel like we're trapped. It's a reminder that we have to buy presents, cater for people, and organize celebrations.
You can find anything on the internet to support your thoughts or ideas. So whatever you think, whatever you can agree with the people you live with, go for it. Oh no, this is a bad one.
I love it.
Spirit falls again. Fill up the stocking. I may be rushing things.
Is this hurting your mental health?
Yeah, it's
now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols on the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Hasn't snowed a single furry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. Climb down the chimney.
Is it too early for that?
I'm not a fan of that one. I think the Mariah Carey, gosh, I can't think of the name of that one. Yes, this one's decent. I can do this.
I was rocking out to this. I introduced Heaven to this song the other day.
I
don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true.
By far my favorite Christmas jam of all time. I can't help it.
It's good. It's my favorite pop Christmas.
Anna just got in my ear and said, thank you, Dex.
Get out of here, girl. So much better than Ariana Grande. But yeah, that is my favorite. I don't think there's ever a bad time for Christmas music. I don't think that there's a bad time for Christmas decorations. I think if you go way too early or way too late, you look lazy.
Yes, especially on the outside.
I don't think it's bad to sell them year-round. Going to Michael's and seeing stuff makes me happy. Going to Hobby Lobby and seeing that stuff makes me happy.
I even like the idea of having a Christmas tree up all year-round and you just change out the ornaments for the holiday. Have you never heard that before?
No, that is what I've always wanted.
Yeah.
That is what I want.
You need to start looking.
Now that I know how to make wreaths. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make wreaths for every season. Jeremy was making fun of me for that the other day.
I see a lot of people, my sister-in-law does like Easter wreaths and 4th of July wreaths.
All the seasons, all of it. I'm going to be making wreaths. If I could, if my house was bigger, I probably would. But my tree is kind of in the way because the way that my living room is set up.
What? It's not perfect in your house?
Like my TV is? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying I don't like to have my tree up for too long because I can't see anything. It's in the way, like you just said.
Yeah, I have to walk around it to go to my bathroom, to my other bathroom. So, maybe I need to get a smaller tree and then I could do it. Well, but I would totally be in for that.
It's also a sacrifice you're willing to make. So,
heck yeah. Last note. Have you ever gone to all the year long Christmas stores? Like they have a Christmas store that's open all year long. They have Christmas ornaments that they sell all year long.
I have. And me and Josh were shopping this weekend and we saw the big billboard for
the Christmas store that's in Arlington.
And
yeah.
I have been to it before, but it was a decade ago and I went into it not realizing how overwhelming it was. And I didn't even put a dent in looking at anything. It's just, you have to like go for an entire day.
That store is fantastic. My only thing is I went to one of those stores and they're playing Christmas music. And I went in like August and they're playing Christmas music. And I asked one of the women who worked there, I was like, do you have nightmares about Christmas music? Are you over it? Because I'm in there. I mean, it's August and I'm la 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 just having a good time. And she's like, yeah, I cannot effing stand Christmas music. Like this woman was angry, but I get it. You have nightmares about work. So then Christmas music would haunt your dreams.
Oh, that's a terrible feeling.
I know.
I wonder how long or what the turnover rate at that place is.
Also, because I'm Christmas giddy right now, there's something in Arlington, some Christmas Wonderland in Arlington. Do you want to go sometime?
Yeah, I'll go.
Yay! Okay.
Morgan wants to go too.
Yay! Okay. Awesome, because she's like my best friend now. So that'll be great. One last thing, because I already said it was the last thing. Are you proud of me for not commenting on your Instagram picture yesterday? Like,
best friend's wedding. Like, I don't remember this because I thought I was very mature for not doing that.
I think you're super mature for mentioning how mature you are.
All right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. Yes, bestie.
My work friend.
I was kidding. Be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts.
And while you're there, you can leave us a rating. You can leave a nice comment. That'd be very super cool if you would do that. Also, hit us up on our socials. Let us know, are you for or against Christmas right now? Is it too early? Do you love Thanksgiving? Do you like Christmas? Is any time good for Christmas? Let us know what you think. At Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips, and check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.
It's too soon for Christmas music. Way too soon for me. There's no snow or mistletoe, and good luck finding a tree. Except the fake ones, they're on sale now at Home Depot.